Proclamation number 7647, dated the July 14th, 1960. Saint John 21, 25. My own will receive explanations from me if they genuinely desire them. My plan of eternity certainly conceals many things from people, because unlimited knowledge is always just a sign of advanced spiritual maturity or, for that matter, because knowledge increases as soon as love becomes more profound. And I know and have known for eternity which degree of love people will achieve and therefore mentioned no more during my life on earth than people were able to take in, since the understanding of most profound wisdom also depended on their degree of love. Nevertheless, I mentioned many other things which were not imparted to people, for there were also kind-hearted people in my vicinity who were able to absorb and understand deeper knowledge. Yet I always advocated one teaching, I conveyed the commandments of love. I always urged people to live a life of love. And this teaching of love is still my gospel today, which ought to be presented to all people of good will. For the human being's degree of maturity entirely depends on fulfilling my commandments of love, and the human being's degree of realization in turn depends on the soul's degree of maturity. Love guarantees truthful knowledge which can penetrate all depths. And the human being had also always received remarkable information the more his nature transformed itself to love and desired the knowledge. Yet not many people wanted to know. They were usually satisfied with the knowledge handed down from person to person and which could be found in the Book of Books. But knowledge, the truth from God, is inexhaustible. It cannot be limited because Roman 1, as the most perfect being, know no limitation and thus do not limit a person's knowledge either if he strives towards perfection and completely shapes himself to love. Then he will learn things which are not written in any book, and he may penetrate divine wisdom evermore and will never cease to be amazed. However, it would be foolish to make such knowledge accessible to all people through books, for it requires a high degree of spiritual maturity to comprehend it, which too few people on earth possess. But it is possible to achieve, and this is why people should constantly be referred to my commandments of love, the fulfillment of which can indeed enhance their soul's maturity. And although life on earth is short, it suffices for the attainment of a high state of maturity. And therefore every human being can depart from earth with a high degree of realization providing he readily fulfill these commandments of love, for then I will reveal myself to him in spirit, and I will place the right thoughts into his heart. I will convey to him the truth through the inner word. And then he will exceed the knowledge to which he was academically introduced or which he acquired through intellectual reasoning. But he will also recognize that the Book of Books contains the truth, because then he will read it with an enlightened spirit, regardless that alterations had occurred through human intellectual thought which, however, can only be detected and rectified by an enlightened spirit. He who loves me and keeps my commandments, to him I will come and reveal myself. Single quote, and I shall truly guide him into truth and give him the right understanding for it. However, what is not absolutely necessary to know in earthly life and what was therefore kept hidden shall, in the last days, also be disclosed to all those who want to belong to me and to whom I therefore reveal my eternal plan of salvation. For they should become aware of the gravity of this time, they should know what lies ahead of them, and they should in all kindness be admonished and warned to consider the end and to prepare themselves for it. And this is why knowledge is conveyed to people which they, depending on their degree of love, will either accept or reject. They are not forced to accept it, but they should think about it. They should, because they no longer take any notice of the Book of Books. Nevertheless receive my word, which only teaches love again, but which provides people with a deeper insight into my plan of salvation because the time of the end has come. Now I can present knowledge to people which is no longer beneficial to them only because their faith is weak or has completely vanished. Hence this information will purely be heeded by those of strong faith, who may therefore also gain an insight into my eternal plan of salvation. So I am revealing myself to them and inform them that what I proclaimed through seers and prophets ever since the beginning of this period of salvation is coming to fruition, for sooner or later this period will come to an end and the future becomes the present. And anyone with an awakened spirit will also find full concurrence with the words of the scriptures, for whatever comes from me is always the same and never contradicts itself. And just as the harvest is the conclusion of a farmer's efforts, so Romans 1:2, will reap in the end and gather those whose souls have fully matured on this earth, and they will enter into life in the spiritual kingdom or on the new earth, as is recognized and determined by my wisdom and love. I will judge the living and the dead. I will place everything where it belongs in accordance with its state of maturity. And this will also mean that many people who failed in their earthly life and descended into the state of death again will be banished into hard matter once more, from where they will slowly have to find their way back into life over an infinitely long period of time. For nothing shall be lost forever, and one day even the lowest fallen spirit will find the life which it will then never ever lose again. Amen.